Hello from Carlsbad, California. Thank you for listening to my podcast concerning Forex and option trading, the tactics and discipline. My name is Michael DiPronio, and I'm your presenter. My mission is to coach and empower those stuck in daily survival to make enough money from a simple trading system so that they will be free to pursue their own life missions. The goal of the information presented in my podcast and on my website is to show you how easy it is to trade successfully. It's not necessary to spend thousands of dollars and hour upon hour sitting behind a computer as I did in order to be successful. In these ongoing podcasts, I'll present many subjects associated with the markets and trading. In my recent podcast, Treat Your Trading Like a Business, I gave a general overview and a brief introduction to the five major elements of a trading plan. Over the next few podcasts, I'd like to go into more detail about each of the five major elements. Today, I shall talk about the psychology of trading. I found the following three articles from Technical Analysis of Stocks and Commodities to be very helpful for my understanding of the psychology of trading. The first is from February 2014. Developing Your Mind to Trade Profitably by Randy Howell. The second, January 2014. What Are You Waiting For? Jerry Cartwright. And the third from August 2013. Managing Risk with Lan Turner. It's a Lan Turner interview. There's also one book, Trading in the Zone by Mark Douglas. Over the years that I've been trading, I've heard, and I suspect that you may have also heard, that it's possible to make a lot of money trading in the markets. Well, I've read several books about traders, and they've made millions of dollars trading, and how easy it is. Needless to say, this potential to make a lot of money has attracted millions of people to get involved in trading. They're trading everything from stocks, bonds, options, futures, and foreign exchange. This is all very nice. But from many articles I've read, as well as from many presentations that I've heard, the following statistics continue to be offered. 90% of traders lose money, 5% break even, and 5% make money. If these statistics are true, it really makes me wonder what's happening with traders. For example, if we look at a stock, the simple view of price is that it'll go up or it'll go down. If there are only two potential price movements, up or down, then with the millions of people in the market, shouldn't a trader's odds be more like 50-50? If this is true, then why are only 5% of traders making money? It would seem that there's something else involved that is affecting trader success. This factor that gets in the way of a trader's success has been given the name of trading psychology by the professionals. There are many explanations written in books and articles about trading psychology, and there are a diverse range of solutions presented. It would seem that they're not working because this 5% of traders that make money is a statistic that doesn't seem to be getting any better. Let's discuss my interpretation of trading psychology and a few of the approaches to minimizing the effects of trading psychology that have worked for me. Human beings have evolved over time to believe that they have some control over their present and their future. That's how mankind has survived up until now. Taking immediate action against a real risk and having an idea of what the end result will be has shaped our thinking. However, when we consider trading, this is in conflict with the reality that no one knows what the market will do next. No matter how intelligent you are, how much research you do, or how angry you may get, you have absolutely no control over what the market will do next. This inability to control the market causes traders all kinds of psychological problems. These psychological problems really boil down to two emotions, fear and greed. It's difficult to say which is worse, fear or greed, but one thing for sure, they both will cause a trader to make decisions that will often cause them to lose money. Fear will usually elicit the response of fight or flight in humans when a stressful situation occurs. This response of fight or flight seems to be innate, and this is also true for traders. When a trade is going wrong and money is being lost, a trader will experience fear. Without a trading plan, we will experience an emotional response which will result in this fight or flight action. It may cause us to close a trade at the worst possible moment or even ignore the risk of a trade until significant damage is done to our accounts. There are many books written about the psychology of trading. I tend to think that most people learning to invest or trade don't or won't really pay attention to the emotions of trading. I know I didn't pay much attention to the psychology of trading during my first few years of trading. Deep down, I guess I thought, I'm above all of this. I can control myself while I'm trading, and the pressure of the trade will not affect me. How wrong I was! I was lucky to have a friend recommend a book by Mark Douglas, Trading in the Zone. It was an excellent read and helped to turn my trading around. After studying and applying the information from Trading in the Zone, my trading finally became consistently profitable. Don't misunderstand, I still have losing trades. No one trades perfectly, but they don't bother me anymore. I have absolutely no trouble sleeping at night. Nowadays, when most traders are using online trading platforms, the flashing red and green lights and the changing prices cause people to want to get into the market and join in with the action. This is especially so when we're watching short time frame price charts, such as the 5-minute charts. On the other hand, the financial shows on TV can cause a similar effect. There's all this action going on with the prices, and then the hosts are talking up the market. There are also guests talking about all of the great companies that people should buy. Everyone has a forecast or opinion on what you should buy. They may go on and on about how great the fundamentals of this company are. All of these factors cause a surge in your emotions. This fear and greed will cause people to make trading decisions in the heat of the trade. The trading decision comes from panic, not from reasoned decision making. From personal experience, I know these types of decisions can usually cause one to make the wrong decision. What exactly is this fear a trader can experience? Well, I have a few examples. First, it could be just the fear of losing money. Some people just can't stand the idea of losing money. After working so hard to attain it, the money can disappear in seconds. Second, you may be risking more money on a trade than you're comfortable with. Some people are very aggressive and will bet the farm on a trade because they know they can't lose. But when the trade starts to go against them, the losses will cause all kinds of stress. Third, perhaps you're afraid to lose because you will have to tell your significant other about the loss. Most people are very negative about trading, and when someone close to them wants to trade, they will jump all over them at the first sign of a loss. Fourth, perhaps the loss will just cause a general feeling of failure. Some people take a trading loss as a sign of personal failure. They forget that no one can predict what the market will do next. Fifth, some may just not want to book a trading loss. They are expecting that they should win all of their trades. Sixth, because a trader isn't using a stop loss, they have an unknown potential loss. Not using proper risk management leaves the trader open to a huge potential loss. And seventh, how about this one? The fear of missing a trade. Some are so afraid of missing a trade, they'll sit glued to their monitor studying price movements for hours on end. They're jumping into and out of trades all day. They're making the broker happy because of all the commissions they're paying, but they're only losing money themselves. There isn't a guarantee that the longer you spend watching the market, the more successful you will be. Let's now look at greed. Greed may be the emotion that causes the worst losses. I have several examples of greed as well. Number one, assuming that there aren't going to be any losing trades. So when a trade goes against your position, rather than closing it to preserve capital, you expect that it will turn around and move in your favor. Number two, treating your trading as gambling. Some will treat their trading as gambling, where they will double down after a losing trade or will go all in on a trade. Number three, overtrading for the excitement of trading. The adrenaline rush will often be the reason for some people to trade. This excitement means more than winning or losing. Number four, looking to make a killing on every trade, expecting that every trade will make you rich. So buying a penny stock or a cheap out-of-the-money option in the same manner that one would buy a lottery ticket. Number five, having a successful trade, but not recognizing when the trend has changed, and not recognizing that the market is telling you the price move is over. Number six, how about riding a trade to profitability and then riding it back down for a loss because you are always looking to make a killing? And number seven, having a trade go against you and hoping it will turn around without any justification for this hope. This is a narcotic, which is sometimes called hopium. If these emotions of hope and greed are so dangerous, what can a trader or investor do to minimize or alleviate the effects? One way is to implement a means of control that takes the uncertainty of risk, loss, and profit out of the decision-making process. The trading process needs to be a mechanical one. It allows your feelings and your opinions to be taken out of the trading process. For me, I've found two ways to take most of the emotions out of my trading. The first has made a huge difference, and it's simple. First, I've gotten myself away from the computer and the market. I used to trade intraday. Some may call it day trading or scalping. I finally realized that trading success is not determined by how many hours you sit behind your computer watching and trading the markets. In fact, it seems that the less time I spend behind my computer, the more successful I've become. The second way of minimizing my emotional involvement was to implement a strict trading plan. My trading plan encompasses three elements. The first is a detailed trading strategy. A trading strategy can be purchased or developed on your own. In any case, the trading strategy that I use allows me to enter and exit trades only when a fixed set of circumstances are met. I don't take a trade unless all of the criteria are met, and I don't listen to or pay attention to anyone else's thoughts or opinions. The second element is a money management system. The money management system will allow me to only risk a fixed amount of money per trade. For example, I may risk 5% of my account per trade. Then this 5% is all I will risk no matter what I'm trading. When my account is increasing in value, then the amount I can risk per trade increases. And when my account is decreasing in value, then the amount of risk per trade decreases. For example, if I had a $10,000 account to start, my risk at 5% would be $500. If my account increased to $11,000, then my risk per trade would be $550. If my account decreased to $9,000, my risk per trade would be $450. The third element is a risk management system. The risk management system is closely linked with the money management system. My dollar risk per trade is determined by the money management system, but how many shares, contracts, or lots I will trade, it's determined by the risk management system. This doesn't determine how much money will be in the trade, only how much money you are risking in the trade. For example, if I'm allowed to risk $500 per trade, then here's how I would do the calculation. When I buy a $20 stock and my trading system requires that I put my stop loss at $19, then I would be allowed to buy 500 shares of stock. $1 of loss per share times 500 shares equals $500. Using the same $500 risk per trade and buying the $20 stock, but this time the stop loss is at $18, would allow me to buy only 250 shares of stock. All three of these elements are required for a good trading plan. For me, the solution to the psychology of trading has been a combination of moving out from behind my computer and also having a clear, concise trading plan. This has allowed me to become profitable while experiencing little or no stress in my trading. Again, that doesn't mean that I don't have any losing trades. I still do. However, they don't affect me the way they used to. Perhaps these two steps can help you too. In my next podcast, under the subject Treat Your Trading Like a Business, I'll discuss choosing a time frame to trade. If you have an interest in learning more about my basic trading system, please go to www.donchiantrader.com. That's donchiantrader.com, and request the free trading guide. Thank you for listening. If you found this podcast interesting and informative, please tell your friends. If you have any questions or suggestions for future subjects, please don't hesitate to let me know. This broadcast is for educational purposes only. At no time have I made a recommendation to buy or sell any financial instrument. Please note that this presentation is under copyright and all rights are reserved.